Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manorino. It is Friday, May 26, 2023. This is my pre-market report, and we made it through another week. Well, just about. People, just sit back because, let's just cut to the chase here. Let's talk about some economic news that we got this morning. We got a flood of it. So, core personal consumption expenditures were higher than expected. This happens to be the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge. And guess what? Higher. Not only that, we found that the inflation rate went up. We also found out that the trade deficit jumped 17% higher in April. Imagine my shock so far. Okay. Now, here's something they're trying to spin, and I want to take the spin out of it. So, they want you to believe that durable goods orders came in better than expected, much, much better than expected. Well, if you strip out transportation, for example, multi-million dollar aircraft were actually negative. We came down here. But they always do this. They have to spin it. Now, a couple of other things I want you to pay attention to. Personal income. They want you to believe that personal income by some miracle went up by 0.4%. However, you base that against inflation and we are negative. Okay, now it gets even better than that. They want you to believe yet again that personal spending is higher. Oh yes, people are out there and they're spending. That means they're strong. How about this? People have no choice but to spend more. Why? Well, by their own numbers, core personal consumption expenditures higher, inflation rate rises, and inflation in overall continues to march higher. But who's surprised here? Anyone surprised who follows this blog? No. You knew this well in advance, that inflation is going to continue to rise. It has nowhere to go but higher. And then, of course, if you're flipping through Bloomberg and Fox Business this morning, like, well, what does this mean? Does it mean that the Fed's going to raise rates next meeting? No, they're not going to. I would still be shocked beyond anyone's wildest dreams. We're going to get a pause here for a little bit. I'm not saying that they're definitely not going to raise rates down the line. But people are more, a lot of people, even those of you who follow this blog, a lot of you believe that the Fed's going to start cutting rates. No, again, they must and are going to keep the pressure building and building and building and building on the middle class because this is an extermination, people. So what's the takeaway from laughing because it's nothing that you and I hadn't expected here. Inflation continues to rise across the board. Debts and deficits are ballooning. I mean, just think about this. The trade deficit in goods, okay, that's because we don't make anything, of course, anymore. We don't make anything. We've become an import nation, and it's pathetic. Up 17%, 17% in April. I would have to say that is pretty freaking disgusting, but what else would you expect here? And you know what bothers me? I'm going to tell you what bothers me. More than anything, I mean, all these numbers here are to be expected, but what as part of all of this, what really gets to me is how the media, the mainstream propaganda, tries to spin certain things. For example, durable goods orders. They're going to tell you they came in better than expected. But if you just strip out aircraft alone, we're negative. Okay. The other thing that bothers me even more than that is how they're trying to say that the consumer is strong because they're spending more. But again, they can't, I mean, all you got to do is have one function, just one functioning brain cell to realize that people have no choice. They must spend more if inflation is rising. Look, what else do we know is going on here, you and me? Credit card debt is at an all-time record high. It goes up every month. As a matter of fact, personal debt, household debt, consumer debt, and credit card debt every month, every day. Higher and higher and higher with no end in sight. We also understand defaults are skyrocketing across the board, not just with autos, but we're seeing home loans. We're seeing, obviously, credit card defaults, everything across the board. So people are done. They're absolutely maxed out, and they have no choice Imagine if people had a choice. Do you think people would choose to spend more on things that are actually shrinking too? I know we all shop. Go to the store. Something used to be 4 ounces, now it's 3 ounces, and they're raising the price. But they think you don't notice the shrinkflation. Oh, no. You're not allowed to know that. Anyway, so let's go look over here at the lovely market. This stock market is so detached from anything that resembles reality, people. Let's just cut to the chase here. It's nearly, if not completely, impossible to trade this market anymore. It just is. It's just a whole other thing at this point. So right now we got stock futures higher yet again. Complete detachment from reality as the economy free falls here. We have gold and silver catching a bid this morning. We got cryptos catching a bid this morning. You got crude oil catching a bid this morning. You have the 10-year yield people still screaming at us that there is a big problem, marching higher. 3.83 when I looked at it this morning with regard to the 10-year yield. You got the relative strength of the dollar down pretty significantly this morning. However, if you were to go look at the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody, link in the description of this video. I was writing this down this morning. We are at 246.3. What does that mean? That means we are less than 4 points away from the first red line in the sand. The last time we crossed 250, we knew what happened. The last time we crossed 300, I mean, they floated out the whole Confederacy of freaks to try to calm the market, to talk the market into believing that things were going to be better moving forward. And it worked. It worked. Again, a lot of jawboning here. Who knows? Maybe we'll hear from Nick the Pig yet again. So that's the story this morning, people. It's just lovely and fantastic and perfect and beautiful, of course. But every day is going to be beautiful with you and me. Look, it doesn't matter what they want to do, people. How many times have we covered this? I really believe this in my heart of hearts. Those of you that have been with me for any length of time, you know what's going on. You know exactly why this is happening. Central banks are collectively working together to bring the world economy to its knees, to bring the consumer to its knees. They're in a full-blown effort, successful effort, to wipe out an entire class of people on a worldwide scale. A new feudal system here, a lot more control. That's what this is all about, a consolidation of the system, pulling down the current system piece by piece. Everything that we've covered is happening right in our freaking faces. But we're prepared for it. Honestly, I really believe that. The games that they've been playing with regard to precious metals, let them play it. Let them play their games. I understand it's frustrating when you see the price of gold and silver going down here, but what are we talking about? The Wall Street Superbank JP Morgan controls 53% of the paper derivative contracts. And we understand the regulators, the COMEX, they're going to turn a blind eye to this. The rigging, the manipulation, let them play it, let them do it, okay? I can't imagine still a better spot to be in, people, than in hard assets, in real things, in commodities, okay? They're going to play their games with commodities and crude oil, but again, just understanding the situation. We have a market that has, it's so detached from any kind of reality. Like I said just a little while ago, it's nearly impossible to trade this market at this time, okay? I am long this market still. I've been net long this market for a very, very long time, owning a lot of shares of JEPI. You know why I like this JEPI. Look into it yourself. Pays a nice monthly dividend here. Even in a full-blown meltdown, okay, I was thinking about this. People keep asking me, Greg, when are you going to sell JEPI? As long as they're paying me a dividend, if they cut the dividend is when I will sell, okay? I want to buy this stuff cheaper, in my view. This is, I mean, a way to generate cash flow. That one ETF, JEPI. So just look into it. Anyway, and then commodity exposure. You know this. Gain expiries to commodities. My favorites are these on the face of the earth. Keep doing these things, people, and we're set up. We're fine. We're ready for whatever they want to throw at us, I'm telling you. All right. Okay, so that's pretty much where we are. I want to hear from you as always. What do you think about this? The spinning, the con job. Oh, people are spending more. That means they're good. That means the consumer is healthy. Meanwhile, again, you can just look this up for yourself. Personal debt, household debt, consumer debt. It doesn't stop. Credit card debt, debt defaults. The consumer's done, but they can't allow you to know that. I mean, it's insane. And the shrinkflation thing, they think you're too stupid to notice these things. But I know you're not. Anyway, keep your eyes on these things, people. We got this. Again, like I said, no matter what they do, I don't care what they do to us. I don't know, man. We just got to raise awareness and stay on the right side of this. So, with that said, people, I got a little surprise for you. You're not going to like it. I don't think, at least. Maybe some of you will. But this will be the last video I am doing today. I am not doing a post-market live stream today. I tried to work this into my schedule. I have too much going on today. I do apologize for this. I know I missed another one earlier in the week. It's a crazy week for me. So unfortunately, this will be the last video of the week. Now, this market is closed on Monday. Okay, we have Memorial Day here. Happy Memorial Day out here to everybody. Armistice Day. So I'm going to try to get a market to look ahead out video. Okay, you definitely will see me on Tuesday. I can promise you that. But you're not going to see me for a few days. I'm going to miss all of you. I want you all of you to take care of yourselves, take care of each other, love each other, care about each other, be charitable. That's it, people. That's the most important thing, all right? This guy here from the heart loves all of you. I mean that. Please share this stuff. Please comment on what I've spoken about here. What do you think about all this? Is anything a surprise to you? I don't think so. So those thumbs up are valuable. Please do, if you feel like this video is worth it, those thumbs up will get the video shown. YouTube will show the video. If not, that's okay too. Whatever, I'm not going to connect to everybody. But those of you that are on my team, let's do this. Let's get this video out there. Give it a thumbs up. All right, again, love you. I'll see you Tuesday for sure. I'm going to try Monday. And, well, just be safe, okay?